Ari. जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की, जय मायापुर धाम की, जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, जय गंगामय की, जय यमुनामय की, जय तुलसी देवी की, जय भक्ति देवी की, जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की, जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली बुटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम सिक्स्थ कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर 16th वर्स एंड आल्सो विल कवर 17th वर्स। यं वै न गोभिर्मनसा सुभिर्वा हृदा गिरा वासुभृतो विचक्षते आत्मानमन्तर्हृदि सन्तमात्मनम् चक्षुर्यथैवाकृतयस्ततः परम्। यं वै न गोभिर्मनसा सुभिर्वा हृदा गिरा वासुभृतो विचक्षते आत्मानमन्तर्हृदि सन्तमात्मनम् चक्षुर्यथैवाकृतयस्ततः परम्। यं वै न गोभिर्मनसा सुभिर्वा हृदा गिरा वासुभृतो विचक्षते आत्मानमन्तर्हृदि सन्तमात्मनम् चक्षुर्यथैवाकृतयस्ततः परम्। यं वै न गोभिर्मनसा सुभिर्वा हृदा गिरा वासुभृतो विचक्षते आत्मानमन्तर्हृदि सन्तमात्मनम् चक्षुर्यथैवाकृतयस्ततः परम्। यं वै न गोभिर्मनसा सुभिर्वा हृदा गिरा वासुभृतो विचक्षते आत्मानमन्तर्हृदि सन्तमात्मनम् चक्षुर्यथैवाकृतयस्ततः परम्। माताजी यं वै न गोभिर्मनसा सुभिर्वा हृदा गिरा वासुभृतो विचक्षते आत्मानमन्तर्हृदि सन्तमात्मनम् चक्षुर्यथैवाकृतयस्ततः परम्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as the Super Soul in everyone's heart. Not by the senses, by the mind, by the life air, by thoughts within the heart, or by the vibration of words, can the living entities ascertain the real situation of the Supreme Lord. Purport. Although the different parts of the body do not have the power to see the eyes direct the movements of the body's different parts. The legs move forward because the eyes see what is in front of them, and the hand touches because the eyes see touchable entities. Similarly, every living being acts according to the direction of the Super Soul, who is situated within the heart. As the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Rudisanni Vishto Mattaha Smritir Jnana Mahopa Apohanamcha. I am sitting in everyone's heart and giving directions for remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Ishwarah Sarva Bhutanam Hruddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord as a super soul is situated within the heart. The living entity cannot do anything without the sanction of the super soul. The super soul is acting at every moment, but the living entity cannot understand the forms and activities of the super soul by manipulating his senses. The example of the eyes and the bodily limbs is very appropriate. If the limbs could see, they could walk forward without the help of the eyes. But that is impossible. And although one cannot see the super soul in one's heart through sensual activities, his direction is necessary. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनादान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे भूतैर्महद्वीर्यैर्मा पुरो विभुर्निर्माय शेते यदमूषु पुरुषः भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मकम् सोलंकृशिष्ट भगवान् वचांसि मे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग अजामिला सेक्शन वेयर द थर्ड चैप्टर द कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन यमराज एंड the servants of Yamaraj that is going on. So previously Yamadutas, they tried to arrest Ajamil, but they were baffled by Vishnudutas. So they were like a little bit upset with that their orders were not carried out. So they came back to Yamaraj and they kind of complaining to Yamaraj that like we thought that you are the supreme one. If in this world there are multiple controllers, then people will get confused whether they will get sometimes a innocent person. He may be punished if there are multiple persons, and a person who commits sin, he may get escaped if there are multiple controllers who are controlling. So we thought in this world you are the supreme controller, but it seems that some others are also more powerful. We are trying to capture a sinful man, but suddenly some Siddha Purushas who are very, very beautiful, they have come and they have taken away, they have cut our ropes, and they kind of told that this person is not sinful, and that person chanted Narayana. So we want to know, is there any other superior controller than you? So like that they kind of complained, and then their main intention is that, like, if you are not the ultimate controller, like, we are servants of you, so we are serving, say, master who is not proper, who is not supreme controller, like that they are expressing. Otherwise, if you are the supreme controller, you bring them and punish them. So like that they are like kind of in the mood of taking revenge, like that. And finally they said that person, who is that sinful person, he chanted Narayana, and these people have come and saved, like that he concluded. So Yamaraj, he is one of the 12 Mahajana, which will come in the next shlokas. So he is always absorbed in so many duties, punishing sinful persons. So he is always so busy. So first time, he is getting an opportunity to glorify Lord Narayana here. He heard from his servants the name of Lord Narayana. So in his all his duties, he is always engaged, and he doesn't get enough opportunities to hear Krishna Kada, glorify Krishna. That's why Yamaraj also came as Vidura. One of the reasons that he has appeared as Vidura, to hear Krishna Kada. So he kind of called all the servants and he started speaking about the real principles of religion. So he is saying, basically, when Vishnudutas, when they asked Yamadutas, please explain about the principles of religion, they have explained the principles of religion, dharma, like the material kind of dharma, like Traigunya Vishya Veda. So that kind of dharma, Vedas, which say some things to do, some things not to do. Whoever follows them, they will be elevated, and whoever doesn't follow, they will be taken away to hell and they will be punished. So like that they have mentioned about the dharma, but it is not parodharma. They have not understood the parodharma. But Yamaraj, in his speech to them, he is enlightening them about the parodharma, because they only know about the material dharma, the triguna dharma. So now he is saying that actually there is a supreme controller, even superior to me, Indra, and all the devatas, and he is the one who controls everyone in this world. All this world is controlled by him, and by his directions, he only gave directions in the Vedas to do certain things, Varna and Ashrama. By this, everyone bound by them, and everyone carries all those activities. And even the great personality, yesterday's discussion was that great personalities like Indra, ourselves, Pracheta, Soma, Agni, all other beings, who are all situated in Sattvaguna, but still we cannot know that person. He is not, like, completely to know that person is not possible. So today he is mentioning in this shloka that just like, he is giving one example that just like I can see the objects, but the objects cannot perceive the I. So similarly, the super soul, the supreme lord, is situated everywhere inside everyone. So as a super soul, he can observe everyone, but no one can observe that supreme lord. So similar theme is also narrated in the next chapter, in the next chapter, we talks about the prayers of Daksha. where there also he says nice beautiful prayers. So Daksha, he offers these are called as Hamsa Guhya prayers. Similar theme, 2-3 verses will come where the Lord can Lord will observe, but no one can observe the Lord. Nayasya sakhyam purusho apaiti sakhyam sakavasan samvadato puresmin gunoyata gunino vyakta drushte tasmai maheshaya namaskaromi. He says that Supreme Lord is a friend who is sitting in everyone's heart, but his friendship, although he is sitting, no one can know about him. So just like the sense objects cannot know the senses, similarly no one will understand the friendship of that friend who is sitting in everyone's heart. So I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Controller. And similarly, next shloka also he says that all the body, life airs, gross elements, everyone, they don't know about themselves or other things. But the jiva may know something about all these bodily elements, senses, everything. But he also cannot understand the Supreme Lord, the powerful infinite qualities. So like that in Hamsa Guhya prayers also similar theme will come. And this is the like how the Lord is situated and no one can know about him. So, but then Vishnu Dutas, Yamadutas, they are all hearing about Yamaraj, saying about Vishnu, how he is, no one is able to know, he is the Supreme Lord. Okay, let him be the Supreme Lord, him be. But we want to know more about those Vishnu Dutas, because they only came and they have baffled our attempt. So, we want to know more about them. So, for them, he is saying in the next shloka, in 17th shloka, that Supreme Lord who is independent, self-sufficient, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient and fully independent. He is the master of everyone and everything, including the illusory energy. He has his form, qualities and features, and similarly his order carriers, the Vaishnavas, who are very beautiful, possess bodily features, transcendental qualities and a transcendental nature almost like his. They always wander within this world with full independence. See, they are saying, Yamaraj is saying that just like Supreme Lord has his name, form, qualities, wonderful qualities, similarly his devotees, Vaishnavas, they are also having wonderful bodily features, qualities, transcendental nature, almost like the Supreme Lord. And they always travel in this world with their own independence. So like that the devotees, Vishnu Dutas, they travel. And in the further next verses also they say that actually these devotees, they always protect the devotees. These Vishnu Dutas, they travel all around and they kind of protect whoever is worshipping the Lord. So in this way, and these Vishnu Dutas here not even under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. And so they, in this way, he is trying to glorify Vishnu Dutas. So it is the only by the protection of Vaishnavas and Vishnu Dutas, servants of Vishnu, that we are able to survive in this world or perform bhakti. Recently, Gaurang Prabhu gave Ramayan lecture in this, I was hearing. So when Hanumanji's tile was lit by Ravana, so that time that tile, Hanumanji is traveling in that way. So that time Sita, Mother Sita, got to know that Hanumanji's tile got lit by Ravana fire. So she is praying to Agnidev that, oh Agnidev, if I have done any pious activities, if I have served my husband nicely, let the tile of Hanumanji should not be burnt by the fire. It should be cool. So like that she is praying. And then Hanumanji, he is feeling that although his tile is being burnt by fire, he is not at all feeling any heat. He is feeling like some very cool. So he is recollecting and then thinking, why is that this fire is not litting, even though this is fire so much. It should burn me, but I am not at all experiencing any pain. But in fact, I am feeling like a cool. very cool substance. Then he thinks, definitely it should be because of Sita Devi's prayers, her kind nature, and because of Lord Ram's power, and my father's friendship with Agnidev. So Vayudev's friendship with Agnidev. Like that he says. So that means whatever we are doing in this world, whatever bhakti we are doing, everything, that is all because of the prayers of so many wonderful Vaishnavas, their mercy, their efforts in uplifting our consciousness. So we should always remember the how Vaishnavas are always protecting, even externally from external threats, and also internally from so many deviations that we may undergo. So in this way, the Vaishnavas, they are always protecting us. So in this conversation between Yamadutas and Vishnuduta in this Ajamil section, so this basically Yamaraj is highlighting the power of this Paro Bhakti, that which is like which protected Ajamil. So basically their Yamadutas understanding is only the normal dharma, but he is, Yamaraj is highlighting that there is something superior to this normal dharma, that is Paro Dharma. So that he is highlighting. So how is it that one Ajamil chanted one name of Narayana and he got liberated? So it is like very perplexing, and many people may not believe outside, like some of my relatives, they also heard Ajamil pastime, and they kind of said, how is it that like one name chanted and that sinful person committed so many sins, how can he be liberated? What kind of story it is? So like that they kind of objected. So in order to understand that, like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in the second chapter, he gives elaborate purpose why Ajamil could was able to deliver just by chanting one name of Lord Narayana. So basically like that is like very deep purpose in like it will like just we will say, try to see some of the points that are mentioned there, so that we try to understand what consciousness we can improve while chanting, because we are also chanting and trying to achieve that prema. So like in general, the atonement, there are like severe atonements are mentioned, 12 year atonement and 12 year vows. So even after doing so many vows, it cannot remove the sin, it cannot remove the sinful tendency. But how can Ajamil chanted one name, and if even if it is Namabhas, can remove that all this sin, etc. So here the particular word in the sloka, in the previous slokas that was mentioned, is tad vishaya mati. Whoever is chanting the names of the Lord, the Lord's mind will dwell on that person. So Lord will think, oh, this person is chanting my name, so it is my duty to give him all the protection. So in this way the Lord thinks. And there are so many shlokas in the scriptures which say that one name of the Lord can deliver the person. Even the like such a shloka that are there, that even a person who has committed previous sins, who is committing currently, and even if he like whatever in future he may commit, all those sins will be quickly vanished by chanting the name of Lord Govinda. And Bhagavatam also says, even if one hears even one name of the Lord, even the outcast will be delivered just by hearing one name. And the chanting of the name, one will immediately get relieved of karma bandhan. So scriptures always glorify that even one name can deliver from all the karma bandhan. And in fact, the people in this world, they perform sinful activities because there is bija, sinful tendency. And that tendency, sinful tendency, will come because of avidya. Avidya, kama, karmajam. So this name will destroy the sin, means it is the best atonement, but it will also destroy the పాప బీజ అండ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ అవిద్య. ఈవెన్ వన్ నేమ్ విల్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ థింగ్స్. సో వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ డౌట్ దిస్ దట్ వన్ నేమ్ కెన్ రిమూవ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. ఇఫ్ సమ్వన్ డౌటింగ్ దెన్ దట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ కమిటింగ్ ఎన్ అఫెన్స్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ విల్ నాట్ గెట్ ద రిజల్ట్స్. సో అజామిల్ హీ వాజ్ లైక్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అఫెన్సెస్ లైక్ తథా అర్థవాదో హరినామ్ని కల్పనం. దిస్ ఇస్ ద అఫెన్స్ దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫిఫ్త్ అండ్ సిక్స్త్ అఫెన్స్ లైక్ టు గివ్ సమ్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్స్ టు ద హోలీ నేమ్, టు గివ్ సమ్ టు థింక్ దట్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ విచ్ ఆర్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ టు బి ఇమాజినేషన్. ఇఫ్ సమ్వన్ థింక్స్ లైక్ దట్ దెన్ దట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ అపరాధ, నామ అపరాధ, స్పెసిఫికల్లీ నామ అపరాధ. అండ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ సే దట్ హూఎవర్ కమిట్స్ నామాపరాధ్ దే విల్ ఫాల్ టు లైక్ దే విల్ బీ గోయింగ్ టు హెల్. దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో దే ఆర్ ఎంఫటిక్. సో పద్మపురాణ్ అండ్ అదర్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ హూఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హూఎవర్ థింకింగ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్ టు బి ఇమాజినరీ దే ఆల్ గో టు హెల్. సో దే ఆర్ ఆల్ క్లియర్లీ సేయింగ్ దట్. సో ఆల్దో ద నేమ్ హ్యాస్ ద potency like the scriptures are glorifying and these are all true, but if someone thinking that they are imaginary, so they are kind of committing this offense. So therefore, because of this offense, they are getting the wrong results. So this is the first point. The Ajamil is not committing fifth and sixth offense, which is like interpreting the name. He is not disbelieving. Basically, he doesn't know the glory, so he is not disbelieving kind of thing. So that case, that one name can deliver the person that scriptures are saying, and the practical example, Ajamil. So Ajamil, practically one name he chanted and he got delivered. So name's potency is there, but it depends on the by not committing offenses that will be it reveals. So even one namabas can deliver, but if someone doesn't believe in the glories of the holy name and think that they are artavat, then they are committing offense and they will not experience any result and they are also moving this samsara. So this is like first point. Then the second point that comes is that if name has such a power, then someone may say that, oh, if name has such power, then all the karma, like persons who are doing karma, persons who are doing jnana, bhaktas, everyone, we are like all the other process also will include the chanting of the holy name. So all these persons also should get delivered by chanting the name. And if name cannot deliver, then even bhaktas also, they should also go to hell. Because if their name doesn't deliver, along with the others, with karma kandi and jnana kanda. So how to understand that? So for that, in general, the how we can understand is that the name has the power to deliver, but it may not always be willing to deliver. So this is like, for example, a merchant has a lot of wealth. He has so much power. If a beggar goes and asks, he has a lot of wealth and he can give easily. But it depends on the will of the merchant, whether to give that to that beggar or not. So similarly, the holy name has the power to deliver. Even one holy name can deliver everyone. Can deliver any person. But if that person has offensive mentality, the holy name doesn't want to give that result. So the karmis, jnanis, bhaktis that they are mentioning, by nature the definition of karmis or jnanis, they are defined as they are taking the main process as karma or jnana, and they are taking the supportive process of bhakti in their endeavor. So by nature they are committing this eighth offense. So eighth offense is equating the holy name with karma kanda and jnana kanda, equating bhakti with karma and jnana. So by nature they are offensive, like by their, because they are thinking that shubha karma is equal to the name or bhakti. So bhakti, because bhakti is there, any process will give its result. Even karma, jnana, they will get their results because there is a small element of bhakti is present in it. But even the prayaschitta also, that are mentioned, that also has some element of bhakti. Because of that, that prayaschitta will also has that ability to remove that sinful reaction. So like, because, but what to speak of, if someone comparing it equal with karma, the bhakti, and here the karmis and jnani, they are taking bhakti as a subordinate process in assisting their process. So therefore it is more even offensive to bhakti. So therefore they will not achieve the real results of the holy name. But still, since they have taken some shelter of the holy name or some shelter of bhakti in their processes of karma and jnana will give their results because there is some shelter they have taken. Otherwise, even they don't get those results also. And these persons, these karmis and jnanis, if they commit other aparadhas, apart from by nature they will commit this eighth offense, but if they commit other aparadhas like insulting the Vaishnavas and like doing sinful activities on the strength, then they will get like they will not get even the results of their activities also, and they will go to hell. So because of that offensive mentality and other offenses. So that means, so but Ajamil case, if we see, he also performed karma. So how can he has not committed this offense? So that objection might come. So for that, actually, when he was a Brahmana in his childhood, so he followed all the karma, Vedic rituals and everything. But once he fell down from his position as Brahmana, he went to, like, with prostitute he was living. So at that time, all his karmakandi activities are gone. All his Brahmanical activities are gone. So when that, all those activities are gone, with that the offense of taking bhakti as secondary process to karma, that also gone. So therefore, Ajamil is not committing this eighth offense. So he is not committing fifth and sixth offense, and he is not committing eighth offense. So in general, then the question may come, okay, Ajamil, he is delivered. So then who is a, like a karmis and jnanis will not get delivered. So then who is a, like, how about the, like, Vaishnava? What is a Vaishnava? How he is delivered? He will get delivered. So in that, the definition that he gives is that Vaishnava is a one who accepts a Vaishnava guru by Vaishnava initiation and takes shelter of Bhakti Devi purely or as a primary process. That means that it may be mixed bhakti, but bhakti is the primary process. So he doesn't for him the bhakti is the main process, karma and jnana are the secondary things, or pure bhakti, only bhakti he performs without even karma and jnana, and he takes shelter of Vaishnava and he is performing that bhakti. So while he is performing that bhakti, according to the degree of that bhakti, there will be destruction of offenses, and then the Bhakti Devi bestows that mercy according to that degree of bhakti. He slowly removes offenses and he develops prema. So there is a nice shloka in 11th canto. Yata yathatma parimrujyate sau matpunya gata shravana bidhane tata tadha pashyati vastu sukshmam chakshuryate vanjana samprayuktam. Sometimes the eyes cannot see properly. That time some ointment is applied, with that eyes are able to see properly. So similarly, a person, when his consciousness is contaminated, he will not be able to see properly. But as he progresses in bhakti, By hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, His qualities, name, etc., slowly his consciousness will be purified and he will be able to observe properly. So similarly, bhakti pareshanubhavo virakti ranyatra chaishatrihe ekakala means as one progresses, bhakti increases and the experience of the Supreme Lord increases, and then virakti also will come as one progresses. Just like one eats, when one eats, the simultaneously hunger will be reduced, he will get nourished. So all these things simultaneously takes place. So therefore, by this one understands that a Vaishnava, when he takes to the process of bhakti by taking it as a primary process, slowly when the offenses gets reduced, he will get the corresponding results. So here, they'll like in the offenses, they are like kind of categorized that this 8th offense and 5th and 6th offense. 6th offense, interpreting the holy name, its glory is to be imaginary. And the 8th offense, equating karma kanda to bhakti name. By this, if someone commits this, then they are not even Vaishnavas. That is, like they are not even practicing bhakti. So that like their Vaishnavata, that Vaishnavism only, that they are not called as Vaishnava, and by nature they are offensive to the holy name. So these are the two offenses which even define the who is a Vaishnava and who is not a Vaishnava. So these are the two offenses, and even the other offenses, the two of the other offenses, they are said to be very dangerous. Even if one is a Vaishnava, he has taken shelter of Bhakti Devi and practicing seriously. But even if he commits, even if such a Vaishnava, because he is also, when he commits these two offenses, then he also has to face the consequences. That is first aparad and seventh aparad. So even if he is a Vaishnava, he has taken the process of bhakti seriously, but he also, when he commits the insult to Vaishnava, who is propagating the glories of the holy name, so then the name will not tolerate that criticism of a Vaishnava. So therefore, he has to face the consequences. And namno balad yasya hi papa buddhi. If on the strength of the holy name, if someone is committing sinful activities, then that also the name will be displaced. So, like these offenses, how to rectify that other offenses and all other offenses in general, they will be rectified by constantly chanting the holy name. But even first aparad and seventh aparad, even if one constantly chants, still they have to face the consequences, and then slowly they will get rid. Means they will undergo the punishment, and according to the degree of their offense, and then slowly they will come out of that offensive mentality. So even if one is constantly chanting, if they are committing offense of like first offense and seventh offense, committing sinful activities and insulting the Vaishnavas, still because they have to experience the suffering given by the holy name itself. And here, whenever a Vaishnava, like who has taken shelter of bhakti process as primary process, by definition he is a Vaishnava. So he, when he commits a mistake, or when he, whatever pious enjoyments he is enjoying, so they are all awarded by the Lord only. So they are not under the influence of karma or Maya Devi. So whoever is a Vaishnava, means whoever is worshipping Lord Vishnu seriously, chanting, taken as bhakti as the main process, by definition he is like a Vaishnava. So for him, if he commits mistakes, the punishment is given by the Lord only. He is not under the direction of karma. Even the enjoyment a devotee gets, or a punishment or misery a devotee gets, everything is under the shelter of, and he is under the control of the Lord, and he is not under the control of karma. And there are many shlokas to which say like that a devotee is above the bondage of karma. Even the Yamaraja statement in this chapter only reveal that don't go near to Vaishnavas. They are not under our power, our control, to control them. Yamadutas say, Yamaraj always say to us that don't go near Vaishnavas. So like that, so devotees, they don't go to, they don't suffer because of their activities, because of karma, but all their suffering is actually given by the Lord only. So this suffering devotee experiences, Vishnu Chakra Thakur, he quotes even the 10th canto, Esyaham Anugrahunami Harishya Taddhanam Shanai Tato Dhanam Tajantyasya Svajana Dukkha Dukkitam. So there, in that purport, Vishnu Chakra Thakur writes that the suffering a devotee experiences is given by the Lord only, but the what kind of suffering, that is like suffering given by police is different from the suffering given by a mother, right? Mother or father, they punishes the child only to rectify, police also to rectify only, but there is a difference. Mother has a lot of love to rectify that person compared to the police. And also, mother will not give severe punishment like police. Like mother will see where to beat that person and see where there is less pain, there only she beats, so that at least to rectify, or in other punishments where she is very sensitive, only to rectify our mother or father. So in this way, the punishment given by the Lord is also like devotees will never go to hell, as stated by Yamaraj in this chapter and other statements. Even if they are undergo some suffering, that is personally given by the Lord. And even the enjoyment a devotee experiences, like Prahlad, Dhruva, others, those are also given by the Lord only. So, in this way, devotees are beyond karma and they are under the direction of the Lord. So the suffering they experience, the devotees, they are all given by the Lord. So in fact, so that means Vaishnavas, bhakti, who have taken the bhakti process, they are chanting the name of the Lord, but if they are committing offenses, they are dealt by the Lord, and slowly, as the offenses reduce, they progress through these 14 stages or 9 stages, ato shraddha tata sadhu sangha. But if someone is not committing offenses, like Ajamil, there are only 2 stages, like chanting the holy name and immediately getting delivered. So such is the case with Ajamila. But practically many of us case, since we are committing the committing offenses, so we have to take shelter of the name again and again, and because of the mercy of that name and Bhakti Devi, slowly when our offenses gets reduced, slowly we progress through these stages. So our, like in general, that's why Vishnu Chakra Thakur, even in Madhuri Kadamini, he says that although name has the power to deliver immediately, just like a merchant will not give to the beggar if he has offensive mentality. So although we are chanting repeatedly, since we have this offensive mentality, we are not getting the results immediately. But if we repeatedly take shelter of the name, slowly when our offenses get reduces, slowly one progresses through these stages, then only the person will advance. So that's why Vishnu Chakra Thakur says that everyone goes through, although one name can deliver everyone, but since there are offenses, slowly one will progress through these stages. In Madhuri Kadamini, he analyzes. So in this way, Vaishnavas and others, they get delivered slowly while progressing through the stages. So now, one more objection that in general, Vaishnava means, Vaishnava means one who is worshipping Vishnu. Why should be there will be taking initiation from Guru? One who is worshipping Lord Vishnu directly, he is a Vaishnava. Why should there be? One should take shelter of a guru. Then Vishnu Jagataka says that, no, although worshipping Lord Vishnu is there, Lord Vishnu only directing one to take shelter of a guru, and by that process only one will get delivered. So taking shelter of the guru is kind of Krishna is suggesting that, and one should follow that. But then Ajamil case, so he has not accepted any guru. How come he got delivered? So he is analyzing whether he is committing third offense or not. So in Ajamil case, in general, if someone knows the process of bhakti and importance of guru, and if he is not taking shelter of guru, then he is committing the third offense, guru or avajna, like that. But because that is the process given by Krishna. But Ajamil case, the name in general has the power to deliver. So since he is not committing, that he is not willfully omitting the guru because he doesn't know this only. So because of that, that Namabhas without offense, he is not committing that third offense, he got delivered. So name has, there are some slokas which glorify that. For the name to have effect, there is no need of initiation, there is no need of mantra, guru, like that. There are such kind of shlokas are also mentioned. So name has that potency, but if someone is thinking that I don't need all these things, then they are committing the third offense, therefore they will not get that result. So in this way, Ajamil is not committing this offense also. So in this way, his offensive mentality is not there. So in this way, like if you analyze, maybe other offenses are not much analyzed, but we can understand he has not committed any Vaishnava prad because he is not with Vaishnavas, and he has not taken in general shelter of any other devatas. He is only chanting Lord Narayana's name and Shruti Shastra Nindanam. He is not thinking the glories of the holy name which are mentioned in the Shastras to be imaginary, or he is not insulting the Vedas. So and moreover, seventh offense. So it is an offense to commit sin on the strength of the holy name. But Ajamil, since he doesn't know that name can deliver, he is not chanting to get relief of the sins. So therefore, he is not committing seventh offense also. In general, if one knows the power of the name, and if he chants that, oh, I should not experience the sufferings I have committed in my past life or in this life, previous life, in this life, previous activities. And he is chanting, I should escape from all these sufferings because name can deliver. That is like taking name for the removal of the sufferings. So that is like kind of an offense. So he is not chanting to removal of those sins. So he is not committing seventh offense also. Eighth offense he is not committed. Ninth and tenth offense. So in general, so therefore because he is free from offenses, he is kind of delivered from the offenses. But in general, as Vaishnavas, as we have taken the process of bhakti seriously as a primary process, so but still we have offensive mentality. So for us to progress slowly by taking shelter of name, and especially the constant chanting of the holy name is mentioned, and by that the offenses will reduce, by that we will also get the required result of Prema Bhakti. So in this way, the Ajamil's case is explained by our Acharyas. And one more point, Sachinandan Maharaj once mentioned in one purport to this Ajamil section only. Ajamil, he got delivered by Amadutas, but he immediately did not go to Vaikuntha because his chanting is free from offenses, but it is not endowed with Prema. So he has to perform 12 years bhakti so that his name will get perfected. So Prema Nama, when he chanted, again the Vishnu Dutas have come and taken. So in this way we have to progress through these stages. So in this way we analyze the case of Ajamil and other offensive cases. So I will stop here. So we will end here. अंदरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण एनी क्वेश्चंस एनीवन वांट टू ऐड और एनीथिंग
all Baba Prabhu. Thank you very much.
And so much is said about offenseless chanting by Ajamila. No? You analyzed it. So I'm just thinking about one offense, that eighth one. Huh? What is the eighth offense? We have to consider the chanting
karma.
As one of the auspicious.
Shubha karma.
Isn't it? Like, you know, something auspicious.
Dharma, vrata, hutadi.
Which will bring good luck and all like that. So now Ajamil, he was thinking about his son. And in his heart, it was for some protection, right? Save me from this death. But he was, if you see that sense, isn't that an offense? Because it's at a material consciousness, no? He's thinking about son, protect me. It's a material, no? Protect me from
protect
what?
Me.
Protect me from death. Fear, out of fear. So anyone who does these ritualistic activities, he also is doing with the same, no? Let there be auspiciousness, let there be protection, let there be good luck. But that is considered as an offense in the 10 offenses. But here we have been saying again and again and again that no doubt
that
he chanted.
Is he chanting for protection from the sun or out of?
What does he know about? He knows only fear.
Out of fear, he is chanting, but he has a lot of affection for Narayana, he is chanting his son's name. So
there is, he saw Yamadutas and he was fearful.
Yeah.
No, only that offense which we. As our daily sadhakas, other than just inattentive chanting, we don't think about all these offenses, isn't it? Do we think all this that. Of course, we may criticize devotees. But otherwise, you know, demigods, disobedience of, you know, or, you know, interpreting or imagining. We usually don't do that. Or preaching. So many things we. But my point was about the eighth. What do you think about the eighth offense, which we say it is an offense? But that was not considered as an offense in this case. Of course, I'm speculating. You don't have to accept what I'm saying. I'm just creating anyone who chants out of fear. So is, I say it is a material consciousness.
So basically the offense says that equating the name with the other things. So he's chanting the name Narayana.
Just the, his son's name.
His son's name, yeah. But one thing is like he is fearful with Yamadutas, and then he is like he has a lot of affection for his son. So it's not he doesn't know that he may not even know that he can protect. Out of affection, he is calling his son's name. I'm just speculating, I think. And then, in the karma, equating with karma and jnana, that offense is basically equating, taking shelter of other process, that equating the name with the other thing. So here, maybe, is not equating with that, the karma, same thing. With that consciousness, he doesn't have that thing. Means that offensive mentality of, basically, it was mentioned that Ajamil previously, when he was a Brahmana, he was kind of performing karma. Mm. So basically, karma, that mentality is that the auspicious activities that are mentioned in the scriptures to to create piety and remove sin, that kind of mentality. So here, that kind of mentality of creating piety and removing sin, that is aspect of karma, dharma, huta. All these aspects are done in that particular way. And bhakti is like, bhakti cannot be compared to that kind of mentality which is far above. Maybe when he's chanting Narayana, he doesn't have that mood, maybe, to remove sin or just maybe protection only, or somehow helplessly he chanted this. There is no taking shelter of karma there, it will remove my offense. Or it will add my, it will remove, it will create piety or remove my sin. So there is no consideration of that in that sense, maybe.
Yes, Prabhu, I don't deny that if we chant helplessly, I'm sure it has immense potency, no? Because you're helpless. But then there is one more question. We say that even if you're chanting properly, it also waters the weeds.
Chanting properly means...
It still waters the weeds, it is said, right? The weeds also grow.
It contradicting. Chanting properly and properly means without offenses, even, then it will not water the
weed. Chanting of the holy name, it also waters the weeds. Is it correct? Correct? Yeah. Now, holy name is transcendental. How is it watering material seeds?
Holy name when chanted properly.
No, we will not say properly. No.
How can it water
Nita Chaitanya supports me. Yes, it waters the weeds. So now it is transcendental. It is transcendental. So how can a transcendental nourish material needs? Or is it that we are not chanting attentively, it is not transcendental?
I am saying if we are properly chanting, it will nourish the bhakti lata, it will not nourish the bija.
But even if you are chanting properly, means, you know, it is expected, no? It is that their weeds will also grow and the weeds will appear like bhakti lata bija growing.
Weeds may be...
They appear externally, they will appear like... This is what we have heard.
Like maybe the
So I mean, this is a warning that you know everything it appears that
if
you know,
someone is performing nicely bhakti, then the lot of glorification will come.
So the question is only about that part. That how can a transcendental golokera prema dhana coming to material and then again you are sincerely watering. You are watering the bhakti lata beach, you know. Why is it nourishing the weeds? The question is.
No, that's what I am. My question itself, I have some objection that if one some properly chant, like Jiva Goswami says that if one performing bhakti but is committing offenses, five things will come. Like one of the thing is that material desires will come and then if he is committing offenses to the name, if he is not properly chanting, these weeds will grow. If he is properly chanting, these weeds will not grow, bhakti lata will grow. So, by committing offenses, he will develop to desire to get prize from performing bhakti, and then material desires, and then asuya, kind of isha towards others. These things, five things will come by improper committing offenses to the holy name. But if you properly chant by avoiding these offenses, bhakti lata will grow and others' weeds will reduce. That's my understanding. Means in the weeds, when it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in other things, when I is properly chanting, then from external world, the glorification will start coming. Because his Vaishnava world will see he is properly doing everything bhakti nicely. So therefore seeing his good qualities, recognition, fame and all these things will come to him. But he is proper, he is understanding that these are coming. But these are not my desired goal. When he understands that, he doesn't hanker for them and he further progresses in bhakti. But he is looking towards them, then he will get caught up with them in that way. Kind of.
As we are just planting, watering the little same. Hare Krishna. As the weeds, what are you talking? In my understanding, maybe they are by previous births, whatever the impressions were, they are already in our heart. As we are watering the same one plant, but the weeds comes. How? How they will come? because already they are inside the earth, na? So they are, because the desires, whatever the, you can say, water means we are nourishing, na? We are just chanting, na? By that, we are watering this particular plant. But what they are, the weeds comes along them. As my understanding, I am saying that.
So here, like in general, yeah, whenever an analogy is given,
yeah,
analogy only represents some aspect to get some understanding.
Yes.
If we too much stress it, it will not fit. Uh-huh. So in bija, like a weeds case.
Prabhuji, it takes time. It's not an instant result. In the long run, when we are doing all these things,
no, that's purely what, we are... That's what we have discussed. Yes. Even one name can remove sin, sinful tendency, ignorance. And if someone doubts it, he is committing an offense of doubting the power of holy name. Because of that, he is not getting these results.
Shraddha is not there, na?
Yeah. So because of offenses only, we are not able to remove those things. And those offenses gradually reduces, then that will result. So therefore, if you are doing bhakti and that bhakti is rising the weeds, that is not the proper statement as far as I know.
In general, mota moti we can understand that.
Yeah. So weeds will not grow by proper bhakti. Only improper bhakti will make weeds grow. Or some other things which are compared to weeds, they are not grown because of bhakti. If they are there, they're like pratishta. If we say that is a weed, which has come from bhakti only, pratishta. But that is not a kind of thing that you are mentioning, like anartha which you are mentioning. Pratishta is an outside thing which is coming to a bhakti, which is not a previous sin or something. That when it is compared to weed, the devotee is not worried about that. He is
the desire of pratishta already in our heart. Whatever we are doing, we want some yash, pratishta and love, whatever you say. So it means that something is there deep and rooted in our heart. By watering all this, maybe they will come. I think so.
Maybe you may saying they may be exhibiting outside, but one should never say that bhakti will increase them or bhakti doesn't have power to remove them. Or it's just like the analogy of watering the plant, weeds are also going. We should not say bhakti doing these weeds, like in fame is also increasing. Byproduct means fame is like a byproduct that is coming from the external world, not that inside that his anchoring for fame is increasing.
Suptavastha,
it may be coming, so it's like not like growing. We should not say. You understand? So basically those are like external, means fame and all those things. If one gets caught up, then that is a problem. Listen. Basically. But one should not say that bhakti is developing this kind of, yeah. Same point, I am saying it doesn't nourish. ठीक है, विल डिस्कस. हरे कृष्णा. गंधराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय.